It began yesterday like this.
You are approaching an area of hostilities, which is under a naval blockade. The Gaza area, coastal region, and Gaza harbor are closed to all maritime traffic.
It's the sound of a member of the Israeli Navy reportedly sending a warning to a flotilla of pro-Palestinian activists and philanthropists heading to Gaza yesterday. The flotilla originated in Turkish territory. Israeli naval commandos seized control of the boats around 70 miles offshore in international waters. At least 9 people are reported to be dead by the end of this encounter, dozens more injured from a confrontation between the military and the people on the flotilla. The version of the story from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was that the Israeli military were provoked by individuals on one of the boats.
They deliberately attacked the first soldiers who came on the ship. They were mobbed. They were clubbed. They were beaten, stabbed. There was even a report of gunfire.
Hamas leader Khaled Mashal did not hold back his reaction.
The occupation decided to carry out this piracy and to go beyond all the norms and laws of humanity. This is not a surprise to us as Palestinian people, since we know the occupation and its crimes.
It's hardly a surprise that Hamas would react that way. They have political control of the Gaza Strip, and because Israel considers them a terror organization, there is a blockade of Gaza, which is what was confronted yesterday. But the criticism of Israel has been widespread. The UN Security Council has condemned the action. In Ankara, Turkey, Turkey's prime minister says Israel's bloody, quote, massacre on the aid ship is a blow to world peace. Joining us now is Daniel Levy, co-director of the Middle East Task Force at the New America Foundation. He's joining us from Tel Aviv. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, John.
It's fair to say that this did not turn out, at the very least, the way the Israelis either were expecting or might have wanted. What's the reaction this morning?
Look, there's an awful lot of criticism here at the way this was handled by the government. The media is being critical, not necessarily at the actions of the soldiers of the commando force, but at the fact that they were placed in that position and that this has clearly placed Israel in an even more complicated situation internationally. The way in which this was conducted, you know, they entered the ship. So, of course, we haven't had a full investigation yet. We've heard the Israeli side of the story. All the people on the ship have been held in detention ever since and have had no access to any telecommunications whatsoever. So we haven't heard that side yet. I imagine that will start filtering out in the next day or so. That's going to look even worse once we hear both versions of what happened. But, you know, they entered the ship. Yes, it seems, we don't know yet, that they were met with violence, but they entered the ship, and this has played out in a way which is looking very bad here. There is a lot of criticism.
All right, that's Daniel Levy, co-director of the Middle East Task Force at the New America Foundation. He's in Tel Aviv. Joining us from Istanbul, Turkey, is Jonathan Head, BBC correspondent in Turkey. This has been a very quick and strident reaction from Turkey. What is the precise relationship between the flotilla, the flagging of these naval vessels, and the Turkish government? Do we know?
We don't know for sure. Right from the beginning of the planning of this, the Turkish government said officially it had no relationship with the organizers, but that it approved of the operation, that it was trying to clear the way diplomatically to help them get through to Gaza. There was obvious logistical support too. The ship that was involved in those clashes, the Mavi Marmara, is a ship that has been chartered from the Istanbul city government. It's normally a cruise liner. And so this government here, which has recently been very critical of Israel, made it clear it strongly sympathized with the plan to break the blockade. And there are certainly ties between the IHH, this very Islamic charity, the lead organizer, and senior people in the governing party. And there's a wide range of sympathy in Turkey across the population for what they were trying to do.
So, and there's, as you say, wide-ranging sympathy in the population for breaking this blockade and really confronting Israel on the Arab-Israeli conflict. But is there any sense that the Turkish government would have sanctioned the use of clubs and handheld weapons and confronting violently the Israeli soldiers? There had been flotillas in the past. They'd been stopped and aid had been allowed through in the past. The protocol seems to have not gone according to plan on the Turkish or flotilla side.
No, I don't think the Turkish government was intricately involved in the planning for what would happen when the ships encountered. We have no evidence for that, and I doubt they would have been. But the Turkish government view is, as the ship was in international waters, the Israeli attempt to intercept them and landing on those ships was illegal anyway. So they're not, at this stage, Turkish government officials right. judging those who decided to attack the incoming Israeli soldiers.
All right, Daniel Levy, is it fair to say that some commentators in Israel are at least as concerned that the blockade and the persistence of the blockade sets up the Israeli military to be portrayed in this light, regardless of the tactics of the people on board these ships, and that no progress in the peace process is perhaps the greatest vulnerability of all?
I think it's clear that as long as there is no successful outcome to the peace process, as long as the occupations continued, as long as there's no Palestinian state, then Israel's legitimacy in the international community is going to be increasingly fragile. The situation in Gaza is that this blockade has not achieved its goal. There's a tunnel economy. It, in fact, strengthens the existing regime. Plus, it looks terrible. It neither serves Israel's security nor its image. And these kinds of incidents, I imagine, are going to continue. By the way, a number of boats have set sail and have been allowed to land in the Gaza Strip. And yes, for one day it didn't look so good, but you didn't have the kind of unfolding of events that we are seeing now.
Now, you said there in that analysis, strengthening of the regime, you're referring to commentators in Israel who believe that this incident will strengthen Hamas's hand inside Gaza, which has political control of Gaza and is at odds with the Palestinian national movement. Is that what you're saying?
It will strengthen Hamas inside Gaza. It will strengthen Hamas more broadly. It will weaken Israel. It will weaken pragmatic forces. That's going to be at least part of the upshot of yesterday's events.
All right. It's reported that boats are getting ready to leave Turkey for another confrontation with this blockade. The United Nations Security Council has taken up this incident. There have been comments from political leaders around the world, including Turkey. And the meeting that was supposed to be held between Barack Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu this week has been canceled. Thanks to Daniel Levy, co-director of the Middle East Task Force at the New America Foundation in Tel Aviv, and from Istanbul, BBC correspondent Jonathan Head had that update. Thanks to both of you.